This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Up on the text and during the break as we kick off another hour of What's on Your Mind Wednesday edition. Hi everybody, I am Scott Hennon. Telephone number to join in the program is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. In a moment we're going to tackle the topic of small towns. Are they dying or are they thriving? Some research on that. Mike Lindell will be here. Our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow. And they have thirsty towels now. That's my term. Not Mike's, but they're great. Very absorbent. Love them. So we'll tell you about that on the program. Also going to talk about his time with the president recently in the Twin Cities. And much more. Has a new book out, starting all kinds of fun things for entrepreneurs to take on the big box stores. Mike's always got a lot going on. We're going to chat with him coming up on the program today. Text comments are always welcome as well. 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503. Here's one of the text I was catching up on from listeners. That last text was exactly correct, Scott. This is all about one thing. Shutting down the investigation into rampant corruption in D.C. and the deep state. Now, that last text he's talking about was from a listener talking about the fact this is, he wanted more fight from Republicans, he or she, whoever texted that note, and said, this is a battle for our republic. It is indeed. Leif and Fargo, let's get you in here before we go to our guest on the discussion on small towns today on a program. Main Street Initiative Summit is happening in Bismarck, second day today of 3 days. And we're covering that as well, and we're going to talk with one of the keynoters here in a moment. But let's get you in here. Leif, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just had a comment about the kind of the lens you're viewing the whole impeachment stuff through. I do think it's mainly a political thing, a political proceeding, a political tactic. And so talking about whether Pelosi, you know, endorses and is trying to move the ball forward in terms for the country is kind of the wrong question. I mean, is it going to be effective? That, I think, is a question. But, of course, your electorate, if Pelosi's electorate elects her to resist, to do what she can to stonewall and shut down. And so obviously, we try and work against that and co-opt as many middle-of-the-road liberals as we can. But the whole question about whether she should be doing, of course, she's going to run that calculus and say, yes, I should or I shouldn't, depending on public, you know, public sentiment. And so that's, to me, it's not a cynical view. It's just a view of what politics is. Of course, they're going to advance that narrative if they can, and of course, they're going to do it if they can. So,
it's actually very revealing that they are not confident in what's going to happen at the ballot box, because that's a year away. And if you were confident that there were enough, right, you know, arguments against the president that he wouldn't win, then you wouldn't be doing this. So they're doing this to nick him up some more, and they've really been doing it the whole time. And despite that, there's a lot of progress.
Absolutely. Dismantling stuff, but that's a political tactic. I mean, you're going to do that. I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with it in the lens of politics. I mean, that's what you do. So we just have to advance our narrative and push the ball forward from our end. And maybe part of it's what you're saying, but I do think it's simpler than that. It's literally, if they can get away with it, they will. And if not, you know, they're going to send out these trial balloons and retreat from it before the election, because if it starts to stink, they will distance themselves from it. So, you know,
I think you have some good advice in there, Leaf, and I appreciate the call, and that is to just, you know, go out and convince folks otherwise. I think you need, we as conservatives, as Republicans, need to demand that our elected leaders on the Republican side represent us and fight for him. Because all of them would say America's better as a result of his leadership. And they'd point to this economy, that, you know, the Space Force, law enforcement, whatever. I mean, you could go down the list. My point is they benefit from his leadership on the policies, but they don't, not enough of them, fight, roll up the sleeves, and go to town. And all of us can do our part in that regard, too. So I think that's a good point. Our next guest is a University of Minnesota Extension Service rural sociologist. And he is speaking this week at the Main Street North Dakota Summit in Bismarck. This is a effort of the Burgum administration, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and their team have been facilitating conversations. I've been part of these. This really, it isn't going out to a town and saying, you need to do this. It's saying, what's great about your town? Tell me about your town. And trying to get people excited about that and really focusing on what do we need to do so that more people will want to live here. There'll be a quality of life here. What can we do that then will attract a workforce so we can have jobs, right? And have people move here. It's been fascinating to watch. There's no doubt about it. And Ben has got some interesting stats on all of this and how we talk about small towns, how we think about small towns. Ben, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. So are small towns dying? Let me just start with the big question. I mean, there is a mentality out there. There is a way of thinking that, you know, it's a lost cause. Small town America is done. It's over. There's no sense fighting about it anymore. Small towns are over. Are they?
Right. Well, that was the same question I had when I started doing my work in rural development 25 years ago. And kind of comically, I told my boss at the time, well, if all these towns are dying, really, am I just going to be like this critical care assistant to help our small towns die in a respectful way? But it really, honestly, you know, what I was seeing across the landscape here in Minnesota and you know, during my career across the country is that we don't have all these dead towns littering the landscape. I mean, we have gone through dramatic changes, whether it's, you know, the early 1900s, the mechanization of agriculture alone reduced the number of farm workers in this country by 20 to 80% in some places. And then we've had, you know, roads and transportation systems, and our main streets have changed where we, you know, don't have two grocery stores and a hardware store and an apothecary and four, you know, gas stations. Now we're down to just a few things. And we tend to build this narrative of doom and gloom up about our rural communities because of these things that have happened. But in many cases, for example, you know, losing your hardware stores, your grocery stores, this is not a trend that's unique to rural communities. This is a trend due to globalization. You know, we live in a world where economies of scale on the economic side do not make it, you know, realistic for folks to, you know, have a viable life in their small town when they're trying to manage a store that does not make a profit. So we have gone through these changes, and we tend to, you know, remember these changes pretty vividly. But in fact, you know, many of our small towns are not dying. You know, the rural population since 1970, the year I was born, has done nothing but grow. And in many cases, our rural communities are so successful they become urbanized and kind of taken away from the rural landscape. So I would, you know, kind of turn it the other way. Like, if all our small towns are dead and dying, why can't I find a house to buy? You know, it's many of our small towns, we're maxed out on housing. There aren't just, you know, tons of homes for sale across every small town. It's actually very difficult to find a home. So in many ways, I do talk about population. You know, we tend to use our population numbers as an indicator for success or failure, when in fact, what has changed is the average household size has gone down. So, you know, in 1940, you'd have about 3.5 people in every household. Well, now we've got 2.5. Well, that is not people moving out. That is sheerly a function of demographic decline. And that is something you don't necessarily have control over unless you want to start advocating for people to have more children, which is never a bad idea. So I think as we, you know, use this narrative about our rural communities is built upon our past. But honestly, we've documented here at the University of Minnesota and in other states that there's been a brain gain. That is, people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s have consistently been moving to almost every rural county in this country since the 70s. This is not a new trend even. You know, when I started doing this work in 2002, folks were like, wow, this is new. And I would say, yeah, it's new that we've reported this, but it's not new that this has been happening. And I argue many times this happens because the narrative about rural is so negative. We, you know, only look at the negatives when, in fact, we have had these people moving in. They're diversifying the economy. They're repopulating our schools. And they're really reinvigorating community life across this country.
So when I hear you talk, I tend to think we're the problem. We're the ones that are, you know, putting out the idea that small towns are dying because, you know, whether it be population numbers or whether it be, yeah, we lost our grocery store. But what you're saying is, yeah, Bloomington lost grocery stores, too. But the fact that, you know, a small town, Lignite, North Dakota, lost one, you know, yes, it's more impactful on a small group of folks, but it happens everywhere. It's just about a changing, you know, landscape of grocery stores.
I mean, yeah, right? Every time you hear of a small town, let's say Grafton loses a grocery store, there's one that closed in Fargo, too. But you tend not to, you know, see the one in Fargo as much because they've got 3 to 5 other options many times within walking distance.
So how can we? How can
a grocery store in a small town? It's your only one, more than likely, and that tends to drive the visual narrative.
This is about thinking different, about speaking different about our small towns, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back with our guest Ben Winchester, who is from the University of Minnesota Extension Rural Sociologist down there, and one of the speakers at Main Street Summit. More after this.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botno, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota, Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolet. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, I'm going to tell you about a 2017 Buick Enclave full-size all-wheel drive SUV. Now, this is one of the more popular vehicles they sell at Pucklich in Valley City. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC is at 721 West Main in Valley City. That's where they have this ride today. Every week, Wednesday Wheels, we tell you about a great deal. This one's got all the premium features, dual sunroof, navigation, DVD player, 20-inch chrome wheels, pearl white color, light gray heated and cooled leather seats, backup cam, always popular heated steering wheel.
Oh, is that a bonus?
And a North Dakota winner. Extended warranty now, too, and only 36,000 miles. It is on the lot right now. Just came in yesterday. On the lot. This is not going to last long. $33,495. Today, if you say, hey, Scott told me about it, and I get a better deal, lop another $1,000 off. $32,346. This is a $55,000 vehicle, brand new. But you say big today. One-owner vehicles, so many of them. They know the story. They know who owned it. Pucklet, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you, they say. 721 West Main and Valley City, online at pucklitch.com and pucklitchvalleycity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, continuing our conversation now with Ben Winchester, who for 25 years has studied small towns at the University of Minnesota. He's a rural sociologist there. How much are we the problem here? Everything you talked about of you know, small towns are not dying, but we think they're dying because, you know, people have an idea of what population should be or what it means when you lose this store or that store or whatever. Why do we think all that? Why is the narrative that they're dying when they're not?
Right. Because change is hard. I mean, essentially, we live in a world we don't always understand. And when things happen, we tend to a lot of times blame ourselves. Like, oh, I should have shopped here more. If it wasn't, you know, if I wouldn't have just traveled to this other town to do my shopping, or, you know, if it wasn't for open enrollment, you know, our school would be doing better. But, you know, again, all of these trends are impacting everywhere. No town is immune from the impacts of globalization. What towns can do is build social capital to help bounce against those issues and to try to work on more productive avenues to really build community in the 21st century. And it just looks different. I do say we're our own worst advocate. It's the times. You know, when you get people that move into town, the first question they hear is, why would you move here? As if, you know, that you can't believe somebody would actually enjoy your community. But, you know, so we do have this narrative of the past about what we had or what we could have had or what we should have had. And many times, honestly, though, when I do these interviews and focus groups with newcomers, you know, people who just move in, nobody says they're moving to your town for pity. So, you know, why do we hold on to this negative narrative when, in fact, these people are still moving into our rural communities for what they see today and what they see for tomorrow? They're building their lives on hope, and they move to your small towns for a variety of reasons, but the top three reasons that we found is a slower pace of life overall, number one, just that quality of life piece, too. And number two is safety and security, which is especially high with people with children. And the third top reason was the low cost of housing. So once those things start to become promoted about your rural community, about what you've got, we start to build a narrative about living in the middle of everywhere. And this really goes against, you know, that negative narrative that we have in our hip pocket about, you know, where do you live? Oh, I live in the middle of nowhere. Well, you know, where you reside is in the middle of all these really great and awesome things that you do with your life. And you shop, you eat out, you play in this large area around your home. And once we start to recognize what all those assets are, we can start talking more positively about our small towns.
How does online commerce and also the, you know, the expansion of rural broadband make this story one that's going to get nothing but better, that is going to continue to be something where small towns are going to thrive?
Right. So, you know, we have gone through these transformations on Main Street, and we still have these kind of empty buildings to remind us of where we've been. But at the same time, even today, you know, 8 to 12% of your workforce is working from home. They don't need a brick-and-mortar place necessarily. But these you had mentioned the shopping trends. You know, we've gone from, you know, having local ownership in many of our stores and local places to having extra local ownership. And it started, you know, with the big box retail trend and the regionalization of the economy to now we've got dollar stores and other things coming in. And these become category killers for certain retail sectors. But really, you know, and then the Amazon piece too, you know, folks do kind of expect to have broadband in our rural communities. And while it may not be a big pull, if you're looking to move to a small town, it can be a push if once you get there, you find out that you don't have available options. And I do know, Minnesota here, we've got a great infrastructure for rural broadband. We have a rural broadband office that supports development of broadband. And, You know, I lived in the small town of Hancock, Minnesota, and my broadband speed in a town of 700 is faster than the town of St. Cloud I live in now. And that is because we had a local co-op that, you know, they've invested years gone by in providing electric and providing phone to our rural communities, and this is just the next thing that they, you know, tend to invest in to help ensure our rural residents are staying with the requirements we've got for global economy and global lives.
What advice would you have for people that live in small towns to change this narrative? Because you've given us facts about how small towns are not dying, yet that's what's written. When you know a newspaper goes in to write a story, they're going to take a picture of a cafe with two people sitting in it saying, oh, this town's dying. But it's not. We know the media is going to do that. We know that we tend to think that. What should small towns do to combat that?
Yeah, a lot of times I just recommend lifting up the voices of newcomers and, you know, talk to new people and ask them, why did they move here? Because you may hear things that you have never heard before about your place. And he goes, you know, there's, you know, a stereotype that you know everybody in your small town. Well, honestly, you probably don't. You may know of people, but that doesn't mean you know them. And in fact, we really don't get to know this kind of language that the newcomers use to describe, you know, the motivations that they've got, what pushed them away from where they were and what's pulling them into where they're going. It life changes, and this happens, you know. When you go from an 18-year-old to a 30-year-old, you make a lot of changes in your lives. You find out what kind of career you want to be in, you know, where you find a spouse or a partner, and you start making these changes to your lives. But ultimately, quality of life tends to lift itself up. And again, once we, and tomorrow at the conference too, Eric Osberg, who is the nation's first rural rebound initiative coordinator for Otter Tail County, Minnesota, he works with HR departments and businesses to actually, you know, I argue that it's not enough for our employers to show off the job, especially in a tight labor market. You have to do more than show off what people's job is going to be like. You have to show people what their life is going to be like in this new town. And we call it resident recruitment. And it parallels traditional, you know, industrial recruitment models, but it really is people work. And it really is envisioning people's lives at the place that they could potentially be in your town.
The Main Street Summit is in day two of a three-day event. Goes tomorrow, and Ben is going to be speaking at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So if you want to check that out, if you go to ND.gov. There's information about that. Main Street Summit in Bismarck is also live streamed as well, so you can watch some of it online too. So if you can't be there, you can do it that way. But I've been to a few of these. I'm very, very, very supportive of what the governor and lieutenant governor are doing here, which is basically facilitating a conversation and trying to get some best practices going, but not coming in and telling towns what to do, but coming in and saying, here's some ideas, pick from this basket, what works for you, how do you improve the quality of life here, how do you talk about things differently here, how do you find that thing that is your signature. I mean, there's just a wealth of information there. It's a great thing, because we've got a lot of great towns in North Dakota, so I'm glad the governor's doing what he's doing. And Ben, thanks for the time. Great information. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, we'll take a break. Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, will be here next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's economy growing more than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reporting the GDP grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly from the second quarter, but stronger than what economists had predicted. Some new questions being raised about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A forensic pathologist claims that injuries that killed the convicted sex offender and multimillionaire are more consistent with strangulation than with suicide.
Dr. Michael Bodden saying.
There were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature, homicidal strangulation.
Bodden spoke on Fox. Authorities have said that Epstein died of strangulation after hanging himself in his prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Energy of North Dakota, making a big difference worldwide. Isn't that amazing? Who would have thought? North Dakota's second highest oil-producing state in America right now. Second only to Texas, who's been doing this for decades and decades and forever. Number two, how about this? Watford City, McKenzie County, number one county in the entire United States. Number one county. Unbelievable. All happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about all of it at energyofnorthdakota.com. 28 before the top of the hour on a busy Wednesday, our next guest, our good friend, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, the one and only Mike Lindell. Welcome back, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Great to be on your show again. I love it.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I just got back from, I'm back in Minnesota. I was down in Memphis. The last time I was there 10 years ago, whatever it was, I was trapped in a crack cocaine hood. And yesterday I was speaking for CPAC. So what a difference.
What a difference is right. No kidding. Did you enjoy your trip to Bismarck?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I had so many divine appointments there. It was, they're going to be part of my, of my Lindell Recovery Network, and they're, I guess they're doing filming this week. But it was so, it was awesome. They, I think I spoke three or four times, and, God gave me the words each time. And it was, I think it, my story helped a lot of people there, and their stories inspired me. There was quite a few Teen Challenge graduates up there, and wow, it was just amazing.
Mike spoke at the Teen Challenge banquet there and also a number of events at the New Song Church. I love the fact that you did a movie showing of that that movie you've starred in. You're a movie star now, too, Unplanned, which is a great, great movie. Oh, my gosh. Such a good movie.
That was fun doing that. I had that cameo in there, and it's funny, the story behind that, they called me. I was about a year and a half ago, and I was on my way to Israel, and I got a call from a guy I hadn't talked to in about 3 years, and he goes, Mike, this is Michael Manhart. He said, I got a couple producers here, and we prayed about it. You're going to be in our movie. And I said, well, I haven't prayed about it. What movie is it? But I did, and they told me what it was about, this true story of Abby Johnson that worked for Planned Parenthood. It was and she left there, and when she seen what was going on, and it was, so I went all in, but they said they also needed money, and I said I needed to be a good movie too, not just have good content, and it really came out. It was amazing. We all the pushback we had, you know, we had all kinds of problems. They took us down on Twitter, and they gave it an R rating and all these things, but we pushed on through, and it's been shown worldwide now. We're in Australia. We were just in the Philippines. Canada banned it, and then they finally let it in. So it's helped, it's really making an impact.
We have an announcement today on a new product from MyPillow that we're going to be giving our listeners a chance to get it one-third off, 30% off, when you use the promo code SCOTT. And I have to tell you, I made a little history this morning. I hopped out of the shower and I grabbed one of your towels, and I said, you know what? I had no idea what to expect, right? I'm sort of comparing it to these, 55 years of towel use, and how's this going to compare? And I said out loud, Mike did it again. He did it again. I can't believe it. This thing is. And what I instantly noticed
was Maria screaming, "That's my towel!"
She was in a different room, but I was blown away by how absorbent it is. Usually, when you use a towel, it wipes the water off of you, but it doesn't soak up the water, right? I mean, because you still got puddle on the gun.
Scratchy.
But this was right. Absorbent. So good
right.
job.
And there's a reason for that. What I did is I reverse engineered what towel should be, and it was that was an amazing divine appointment. I said, how come towels don't dry you anymore? They feel lotiony and soft in the stores, but they don't work. And I ended up this spring, I met a company, a family owned and operated company for the last 100 years, and they're in Georgia. And I went down there and I met them, and I found out why towels don't absorb. It was from 2006. Our government let all these towels in from overseas, and everybody added stuff to them. They added fabric softener and waxes and all these things to these towels. Well, they feel good in the stores, but they don't work. So these guys have proprietary technology. I said, I want a soft towel that actually absorbs. And they worked on it for 2 months. I went down there numerous times, and what you used was what we came up with. And you know what? The best cotton for that is U.S. cotton. And so I'm going to provide, it's all 100% U.S. cotton. And we, these guys now with my commercials are coming on this. You guys are one of the first ones to announce it here on your show, Scott. And they were coming out with the commercial, and I told them they're not going to be able to keep up production. We're only going to make X amount of these towels, and then they're going to have to expand, which is a good thing. More jobs, more towels. More jobs, more towels.
Amazing. And now, you know what? I did not know that the rules changed in 2006 on towels, so that explains a lot, right? I mean,
absolutely. And you know what? Hotel towels, a lot of them work, is because they've been washed and dried hundreds of times, so all those additives have been washed out of them. And you know what? These guys, is the technology these guys had down there, it was just a divine thing. I mean, I went down there four or five different times, and I said, no, I want it to absorb. This has a 90-some percent absorbing. The commercial I do, I pour water in a towel just out of the, regular box store, and it pools up. You could line your swimming pool with it. I take my towel and I pour this beaker in there, and it's just the whole beaker I poured in there. I was amazed. I'm going, wow. And there was nothing underneath the towel when I lifted it up. So that means it absorbs both vertically and horizontally. I mean, it's a time saver, but it gets away that annoying. It's so annoying with the towels. I mean, it's one of my little annoyances in life. I'm going, what is wrong with towels nowadays? And then I found out it was because we imported them in 2006, and it became so competitive. Everybody, it's just like a pillow used to be, Scott, where pillows, they feel good in the store, but you get them home and down they go. That's why they're called down. They're a downer.
That's awesome. And Todd loves the royal purple, too, by the way.
He
won the lotto there with the royal purple towel.
Just because it feels nice and soft in the store doesn't mean it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no. Everybody out there, I'm very proud. The towels are going to be as big as the pillow, and it solves a problem. I mean, it just, and they're great colors, and you guys, and since you're one of the first stations I put them on, you're getting your great, great discount. I think you guys are going to get 30% off with your promo code, Scott.
Exactly. In white, in stone, in mineral gray, in ocean blue, and the Todd Mitchell Edition Royal Purple. The six-piece set includes two big bath towels, to hand towels, to washcloths, and it's not like a postage stamp washcloth. It's a nice size wash.
Absolutely. And these are my, my same 60-day money back guarantee. But you're gonna go. These are gonna go. Wow. And the bad thing is everybody's got so many towels laying around. I don't know what you're gonna do with them. But But at least everybody will be fighting over one set. You probably need more than one.
Yeah, the dogs don't complain. So put them in the dog kennel and put Mike to work. They don't get a say. And plus, they're all that fluffy nonsense anyway, so it'll work great. By the way, when you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. That gets you the 30% off the MyPillow towel, so it's a great deal. You're doing a new deal, too, where financing is available on all orders over $200. That's an interesting approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And go to the radio listener special box. That's for you guys. You know, I did it for my favorite radio stations, and it's a give back. There's specials there you're not going to see on the main page, and one of them is these towels. And then we have finance available. If you get all this stuff, we have, any order over $200, you know, we're just expanding so much now and but I can't say enough about the towels. And by the way, that royal purple, I know we were out of that 2 days ago. These guys can't produce. We're just doing email blasts and everybody is just dive bombing. They buy one set and they're going, wow, and they're getting more. But I think we do have it back in. So
that's the power of a Todd Mitchell endorsement. When he talks about royal purple, my pillow towels,
everybody fly off the shelf. That royal purple. He must have told people before we got on air.
a little birdie told somebody. Yes, exactly. By the way, the number is 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com.
Promo code Scott. For everybody, because I'm ordering some as we speak. So
there you go. This is a
good. Put you further behind, I guess. But
a good Christmas gift here, for crying out loud. I mean, folks have for years given my pillows.
Ever, yeah.
Now you can give my pillow towels. Tell me a little bit about this story you're doing. Have cracked the code on what folks need to do to sell their products, and it's not your big box stores because they're constantly fighting you. Tell us a little bit about this platform. I love what you're doing here.
Yeah, well, I'm coming out. It's up now. There's mystore.com, but it's I'm going to really launch it in a big way when my book comes out on December 10th. And right now we went down a Made in America event. I went down. I spoke at and. All entrepreneurs in our country, their products get copied when they come in. There's companies out in New Jersey, the Telebrands and the Ontels of the world. They copy people's products and they're not even breaking a law. They'll just tweak the patent or whatever and they'll make it over in China and it shows up in the box store before, but it's wrong, of course. And entrepreneurs have no safe place. You go up on Amazon, your products are copied there too. I'm just tired of it, since I've got the eyes that I can get the people to a website, I've got vetted over 280 entrepreneurs. I have my own studio now. We're filming. Every good product has a story behind it. So when this gets up and running, you can go there now and see a little bit about it, but the mystore.com. But it's going to be very interesting. There's a story behind the product. There's products, good old USA products, and they're going to have a safe platform to sell their products and I'm going to bring them the eyes. You're going to see. You're going to get tired of seeing me on TV now. I'll tell you, we're going to have all these different products, and then. But it's about time because it's just sad when and entrepreneurs, you can't get in the box stores. They're all bought up by the big companies, and you can't. I can't even get my pillow on a lot of the shelves, you know, because the big companies buy the shelf space and they pay for it, and they don't care if products work. They only care if they sell. And I'm letting these products out there. A little entrepreneur might have a product he's very, very proud of, but whatever he can make and produce, and he can grow as he feels fit. If he wants to come up or down off the platform, he's free to do so. So it's very exciting.
Mike, didn't you deal with that with the I Love My Pillow thing that came out? You had to shut that down.
Yep. I'm actually still fighting them. This is the bad thing about our country. These guys can just knock off products. You know, our patents at the U.S. Patent Office, now big companies, they don't even bother to copy your patent. They go there and they get it overturned. Our patents are getting overturned at the rate of 80% because big companies are paying off. But our president is taking care of this stuff.
Hold that thought. Speaking of the president, we're going to talk about him when we come back with Mike Lindell. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tracker app?
Yeah.
There is a free option. You can have it for free, and you'll get a lot of great information there. There's a $99.95 a month version as well, where you literally get a level of detail on future performance prediction of your minerals and the wells, for instance, and be able to plan for decades. It really is amazing. Mineral Tracker app. And also, the folks at Mineral Tracker are great about helping you value your minerals correctly, because a lot of folks are out there trying to buy minerals right now and they want to just get them cheap. So do not sell your minerals until you talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker. And Jeff and Joel, they'll have your back, and they know the market, they know the industry, they'll take care of you. MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924. Back with Mike Lindell, author of a book that is coming out just days away, folks. And we look forward to giving our listeners a shot to buy that book. We've talked a little bit about it with Mike before. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? They also just announced towels. MyPillow has a new product. And when Mike does a new product, he does it well. This is a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, all kinds of colors. Promo code SCOTT gets you 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028.
And it works. I just did it, so.
Todd just bought some right there. Right there during the show. Royal purple,
actually,
I hope.
And they actually work. That's the
yeah.
part of it.
Yes. They actually do what towels are supposed to do. Pretty amazing.
Mike,
there's a new stat I just saw yesterday that 95% of Republicans in America support Donald J. Trump. 95%, which is unbelievable. He has enormous amount of support with Republicans in the United States of America. But if I was to put every Republican elected leader in America in a room, governors and senators and members of the House, I think the number would be barely 50%. There doesn't, and our listeners want more fight for the president. They want more people battling for the president. How can we do that?
Well, you need to go. This is very simple, you guys. If we want to win this election, and it's just like me, you know, I go out there and I don't sit there and badmouth, you know, Omar, Minnesota and all this. What I do is I go out to people that are on the left, the Democrats, and I get right in the crowd and I say, here, you guys, go to promisescept.com. If everybody write that down, promisescept.com. This is going to show you all the great things our president's done that people don't hear about on the news. And this should be very easy. You know, there are so many people left of center and people that were undecided that just, you know, that went and voted for Donald Trump on faith. Well, now we have proof of concept, and it's going to be so easy. You just, you know, you're around the Thanksgiving table or whatever, and you got someone that's kind of sitting there and doesn't know which way to go, or he's badmouthed Trump. Say, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about what he's done. It's about the great things that he's done. And if you're talking to everyone I talk to, I get them to jump into the swimming pool. Guys, come on in. It's okay. You don't even have to tell anybody who you voted for. You know, but look around you. Everything that he's done has affected your daily life. And that's what I see. You know, entrepreneurs taking chances, people starting new business, consumer things that are coming for the farmers. And I mean, just be a little more patient, because I know personally what's coming. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And these are great things that you can tell. You got to have the talking points. And it's not just, you know, they do enough bad things over there for themselves. You don't have to even worry about that. I don't sit and have to badmouth the ones that just because they're, you know, because we have really terrible Democrat politicians doesn't mean the people that are over there, they just don't know any better and they need to come on over. I always say, Scott, everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet.
I love that line. You know, and you're so right about the promises kept about what's done. So even if you don't like the president personally, you don't like how he acts in the arena in the middle of the battle, which, by the way, I think we need because it is our republic.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, we've had nice Republicans for a long time and we've gone backwards. You know, this right. country is changing as we know it. So I like a fighter for what we believe in. I don't mind that. But some people don't. Well, then they can focus on his policies, right? Then they can focus on what he's done. And even other Republican elected leaders can do that as well. Tell us more about the farmers. You said that he's got something big coming for the farmers. Well, more yet?
Well, that, you know, he announced that about, I don't know if you've seen that. That was about a week ago. He said, get out there and buy your John Deere tractor. Remember that? He said that when that China deal's getting closer and closer. And I really believe with everything I have that because his heart is so much. I mean, he's been on my friend's show, Patrick Gosch, on RFD TV. He's been on there two or three times. And his heart is for the farmers. And he's going to, I guarantee you, there's a reason that China tried to stop all his tariffs and stuff by hitting the farmers, whacking them, because they knew that was Donald Trump's base. Well, I'll tell you what, he's not forgetting that. And he's going to. You watch. When this thing gets done, when this unfolds to fruition, the best ones that are going to benefit are going to be the farmers. I guarantee it. Donald Trump is our president, has their backs, and he will spin that so much to make sure that it's the best deal in history for the farmers. You watch.
Yeah, he has really had a heart for farmers and ranchers and knows, obviously, there's been some additional pain because of the trade deals and said, hang in there, and they have. I tell you, things are really, really, really bad in a lot of parts of farm country right now, too. It's just wet and the harvest not done, and it's a mess.
Yep.
That's certainly appreciated. Mike, always the best. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate you so much. Congrats on the towels. We're looking forward to selling lots of them for you right here on What's On Your Mind.
All right. Thanks, Scott. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Take care. All right, folks, we're out of time today. I'll do it all over again tomorrow, though, and I can hardly wait to get back behind the microphone. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.